Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day, you are the one, only you need the moon or under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents songs by Frank Special Academy Award Sinatra.
Big night here tonight, folks. Big night here tonight. We got the famous King Cole Trio.
We're mighty proud of your boss winning that Special Academy Award for your tolerant short, The House I Live In.
What's with our opening number, Axel?
There should be more movie shorts like The House I Live In.
Key of C, Axel. I think you better make the key of
C. And I'll bet Frank Ross and Mervyn LeRoy say the same thing when they drop in tonight.
Will somebody turn off Marvin Miller? Neighbors, here we go. Wednesday night and some Sunday morning.
Some Sunday morning is going to be. Some Sunday morning for someone and me. Bells will be chiming, an old melody. Especially for someone and me. There'll be an organ playing. Friends and relations will say, say, can't you hear them saying, gee, what a peach of a pair. Some Sunday morning we'll walk down the aisle. She'll be so nervous and I'll try to smile. Things sure look rosy for someone and me. Come Sunday morning, you'll see. There'll be an organ playing. Friends and relations will stare. Say, can't you hear them saying, Jack, what a peach of a pair. Some Sunday morning, we'll walk down the aisle. She'll be so nervous, and I'll try to smile, dear. Think you'll look rosy for someone and me. Some Sunday morning, you'll see.
Thank you, Axel Stardo. Roughly 6:30 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. And time for the Pied Pipers. Before taking on the tune of Rooney called What a Deal, the Pipers take note of St. Patrick's Day. Take note there, children. And be jabbers, 'tis the wearing of the green bow tie that I am. For two reasons, too. First, in honor of St. Patrick's Day. Secondly, this tie, it kind of highlights the natural color of my cheeks. I say green, that is. Pipers, get on with your chores.
I'm riding a private rainbow. Sun, having laughs, having fun. You made the wind and rain go. What a deal. What a deal, what a feeling. Wrapping your love around me. Nestling in the night. This is real, this is right. Millions of dreams surround me. What a deal.
Hey, what a deal, I keep saying.
I was lonely, as lonely I can be.
And in a twinkling, you were sprinkling
moonlight on me. Now even the stars are spinning. Funny how your embrace makes my heart start to race. Heaven is just beginning. What a deal.
Thank you, Pied Pipers. Neighbors, maybe you've never had a sponsor, but if you ever get one, make sure it's P. Lorillard Company. Those Lorillards are forever doing more to give you more pleasure. Why, nary a week goes by without an act of thoughtfulness on their part. For example, tonight the Lorillards are letting me get up here all by myself and sing. When clouds start to gather and they get you in a lather, breaking down your normal stability, it is neither wise nor proper for a gent to blow his topper. Why be irritated? Light N-O-G.
Yes, light an old gold for comfort, for pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. First, Old Golds give you the benefit of a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. Then, for extra flavor, aroma, and bouquet, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold. And enjoy the sheer comfort, the unique pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
Oh, since I got me a cigarette with Latakia. Nice modulation. Nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny, try a smoke with apple honey. Why be irritated? Light N-O-G. Wow!
Ah, nice work there, boss. Nice work.
Well, thank you, Marvin. But frankly, the Pied Pipers sing that commercial much better than I do.
Well, naturally, the Pied Pipers are trained musicians.
What am I, a trained seal?
Say, boss, I've got a colossal idea for you. You know, St. Patrick's Day is just a Blarney Stone's throw away.
Tis that it is, me laddie, and what's your idea?
Boss, with St. Patrick's Day coming up, why not sing an Irish song?
Marvin, sometimes you astound me.
I'm pretty sharp, ain't I, boss?
I don't know what I'd do without you, Marv, and I will. But your idea does have some merit, so if Axel will join me, here's a little musical shamrock.
Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, 'cause it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrock grow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver, make its lake so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called
Send all complaints on that rendition to Patty Sinatra. The address, CBS Hollywood, care of our musical director, Axel Ostardo. As you all know, we have a deal with our studio audience not to applaud the efforts of us old gold staff members, because after all, free cigarettes and applause would be asking too much. But naturally, since our guests have to pay for their old golds, we like them to get a royal welcome. So cut loose there, balcony. Here's Nat Cole and the King Cole Trio. Nat King Cole, welcome to the Old Gold Show.
Thank you, Frank.
See, you know, I sure don't see how you fellas do it, Nat. 6 nights a week at the Trocadero, picture dates, recording dates, road trips. When do you get time to sleep?
Well, every now and then we play a dreamy little thing, and I sort of ooze and doze off.
Nat, there's something I got to say about you, and I want to say it. A lot of us in Hollywood are awfully happy and proud about your success.
Well, I ain't exactly unhappy about it.
See what you mean. Mm-hmm. 9 years ago, Nat, they tell me you had nothing. Now you've got everything. Isn't it amazing?
It sure is. But there's just one thing I can't figure out.
What's that, Nat?
My income tax.
Well, I got news for you, Nathaniel. Don't try and figure it out. Just pay it. But, Nat, how about that brand newy that you're going to record any second, Route 66?
Well, we'd be mighty flattered to introduce it on your show, Frank.
Okay, Route 66, America's all-American highway, set to music and given that King Cole beat. Attack it, boys.
The highway, that's the best. Get your kick on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kick on Route 66. St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kick on Route 66.
Oscar Moore guitar, Johnny Miller bass, and Nat King Cole doubling on piano and tonsils.
Double groovy there, boy. Say, Nat, I know that every chance you get, you give a break to a promising young vocalist. Of course, I'm not so young and not so promising, but couldn't I sing one with you, Nat? Huh? Please, hey?
Okay.
Folks, Nat is thinking it over. He's looking down at the keyboard. I'm in. I get to sing with the famous King Cole Trio.
I know why I've waited. Know why I've been blue. I prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Now, why should we spend money on a show or two?
I get the free ticket.
No one does the love thing exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand. Each foolish little scheme I'm scheming. Dream I'm dreaming. Now I know why my mama, she taught me to be true. Now she met me for someone exactly like you. Mama, she taught me to be true. She met me for someone
who
exactly like you.
Ah!
When you get more out of life than you expect, my friends, that's living.
With a capital L.
And when you get more out of a cigarette than you expect, that's smoking.
With a capital O-G.
Meaning, of course, Old Gold. Yes, you actually enjoy more comfort, more pleasure from an Old Gold than you normally expect from a cigarette.
Well, don't stand there, Mark. Tell them why.
That's because Old Gold does more to give you more.
With a capital M.
In Old Gold, you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail, Latakia tobacco, for extra flavor and richness.
Has anybody got a match?
An Old Gold gives you more than the ordinary moistening agent, because in this cigarette, you enjoy the special humectant.
Humectant. I know that boy very well, you know.
That famous added detail, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Or even the paper on Old Gold is another detail which gives you more smoking luxury. For it's made from virgin pure flax, converted into snow white, smooth, even burning cigarette paper. Ask for Old Golds at your tobacco counter. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
And don't go pulling the wrong lever.
Smoke an Old Gold. Then see exactly what we mean when we say, to get more out of your smoking, enjoy the cigarette that does more to give you more. Old Gold.
With a capital O-G. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd certainly
Hey, boss, excuse me, but he's here.
Well, what do you know? The motion picture director man himself, Mervyn LeRoy.
Hiya, Merv.
I'm fine, fine. Glad to see you.
Nice to see you. Mervyn, I thought that all of our House I Live In gang would be here tonight. Where is your associate, Frank Ross?
Well, he's in New York, Frank, doing a show. Well, he's as glad as I am that we picked up that special Academy Award for The House I Live In.
Now, believe me, Mervyn, it was a real satisfaction to make The House I Live In with two men who believe that an American is not a true American until he is tolerant of his neighbor's religion or nationality.
Thank you, Frank. Well, let's call it a good beginning. Well, that's exactly what it was.
You mean you may find an extra 5 minutes after making the robe to turn out more shorts on tolerance?
The word isn't made. We must make more pictures, Frank, like The House I Live In, and keep on making them until our people realize that tolerance is the one main road to international peace.
Well, thank you, Mervyn LeRoy. And Mervyn, here is the radio version of our Academy Award short, The House I Live In. Lights, camera, music. Ladies and gentlemen, The House I Live In, brought to the screen by Frank Ross and Mervyn LeRoy.
The main action starts out something like this.
Hey,
kids! A gang of kids, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them, chasing this one little dark-haired boy. This lad's on the short end of things. I think I'd better move in here. Now, take it easy. Now, hold on. Wait a minute. Just a second here. Wait a minute. Looks like somebody's in for a licking. What's it all about,
son? None of your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're going to smear this kid.
Yeah, but 10 against 1, you think that's fair?
Well, we don't like him. We don't want him in our neighborhood or going to our school.
Well, what's the matter? Has he got the smallpox or something? How about it, son? What have you done to these fellas?
Nothing. They don't like my religion.
Your religion?
Yeah, he's a dirty...
Now, wait a minute. Now I get the idea. You must be a bunch of these Nazi werewolves I've been reading about.
Are you screwy?
Not me, son. I'm an American.
What do you think we are?
Nazis?
Listen, don't call me a Nazi. My father was a sergeant in the army. He was wounded, even.
Wounded, huh? Say, I'll bet he was given some of that blood plasma.
Sure. He was wounded so bad he got blood plasma 3 times.
Uh-huh. Now, this good-looking guy you're chasing, what's your name, son?
My name's Danny.
Danny, tell me, anybody in your family ever go to the blood bank?
Sure, my father and my mother.
You hear that, Tommy? You ever think maybe his father's blood kept your father alive? That's bad, isn't it?
What's bad about it?
Well, don't you see? Danny's father doesn't go to the same church as your father. That's awful. You think maybe if your dad knew about it in time, he would have wanted to die instead of taking blood from a man who has a different religion?
Oh.
Would you have wanted your dad to die, Tommy?
No.
Don't you see what I'm trying to tell you, fellas? Religion doesn't make any difference at all. God created everybody, but God didn't create one people better than another. Your blood's the same as mine, Tommy, and mine's the same as Danny's. My father came from Italy, but I'm an American. And should I hate your father, Tommy, because maybe he came from Ireland or France or Russia? Now, wouldn't I be a first-class fathead? You guys remember Pearl Harbor? Sure, well, the Japs socked us and it didn't look like we could ever do anything about it. But then something happened a couple of days later that was pretty important. There was a Jap battleship, the Haruna, and one of our planes spotted it. You know what it takes to bomb a battleship? Sure, it takes guts and teamwork. And our guys sure needed plenty that day, because that Jap was throwing up enough flak to get out and walk home on. But the pilot had only one thing in his mind, to get over that ship. Down through the flak, right over the stacks of the Haruna. Then the bombardier pushed the button, and a 500-pound tomato smacked that Jap right in the middle. Yes, sir. They sank it. And every American threw his head back and felt much better. The pilot of that ship was named Colin Kelly, an American and a Presbyterian. You know who dropped the bomb? Meyer Levin, an American and a Jew. You think maybe they should have called the bombing off because they had different religions? Use your good American heads, kids. Don't let anybody make suckers out of you. Well, I got to go back to work, man.
What do you work?
I sing.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, I must check on this boy. He may be a Crosby. But, come here, all you fellas. Let me tell you about a swell house. An American house that all of us live in. You, Tommy, and you, Danny, and, well, everybody in the 48th state.
What is America? A map or a flag I see, a certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, a plot of earth, the grocer and the butcher and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America to me. side. A little town or city where my people lived and died. The howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out. That's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, the dream that's been a-growing for 150 years. The town I live in, the street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people that America to me.
Thanks again to Mervyn LeRoy, who directed The House I Live In, and to Frank Ross back there in New York, and to you kids for helping us out tonight. And here, in the house where we work, it's about time to
put your dreams away for another day. And I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new star. Fade before you, then I'll have the right to adore you. La-da-dee.
Next Wednesday, neighbors, believe me, I'm coming in the back door on account of guess who's coming in the front door, Van Johnson. I knew that'd get him. Yes, sir, Van Johnson, hand me my freckles and sandy hair. Van's a great lad. The only thing I got against is that he's 6 feet tall. That means that I'm going to get nothing but straight lines. See you next Wednesday, neighbors. Good night.
Wednesday, it's Van Johnson and songs by Sinatra. Well, maybe songs by Van Johnson and Frank Sinatra, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobacco is especially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. Say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Hollander. Marvin Miller speaking for Frank Sinatra, and here, what's this? It's a note, ladies and gentlemen. It says, don't forget to mention that this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.